Calls for State Delegate Marianne Lasanti to resign are growing after it was revealed this week that she used a racial slur to refer to residents of Prince George's County. The Democrat from Harford County has already been stripped of her leadership position, but as WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the State Legislative Black Caucus and other groups say that is not enough.
According to the Washington Post, Lasanti was at an evening event in Annapolis last month when she referred to a district in Prince George's County as an N-word district. Lasanti, who just started her second four-year term, said she didn't recall the event. When the paper asked her if she had ever used the word, she reportedly said, quote, "I'm sure everyone has used it." In a statement Lasanti issued on Tuesday, she walked that back. She wrote, quote, "I am sickened that a word that is not in my vocabulary came out of my mouth. It does not represent my belief system, my life's work, or what is my heart." But many in Maryland are not convinced.
One of the most disturbing things about what she said is that doesn't everyone speak this way?
Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks spoke with reporters on Wednesday.
We think she should resign. I think anybody would agree that a person who goes to work and espouses the views that she did should be fired. I didn't hire her. The people who hired her should decide whether to fire her. I think she should be fired. I think she should resign.
Also, Brooks is just one voice in a chorus calling for Lasanti to step down. In a closed-door meeting yesterday, the Maryland Legislative Black Caucus voted to formally ask Lasanti to resign. Chair Daryl Barnes, whose district is in Prince George's County, said he plans to write a letter to Lasanti on behalf of the caucus.
There is no place here in the House of Delegates for that type of language to be used. It is unacceptable, it is offensive, and it is very hurtful.
He said resigning is the right thing to do.
The world is watching what we do right here in the state of Maryland. Our young people are watching what we do right here in the state of Maryland. And I truly believe as leaders, it's our responsibility to lead. And part of that leadership is sometimes for some to make tough decisions.
Others calling for Lasanti's resignation include the state Democratic and Republican parties, U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, and Congressman Anthony Brown, whose district includes much of Prince George's County. On Twitter, Governor Larry Hogan wrote, "The language of racism and hate has no place in our public discourse. Any public official who engages in this reprehensible conduct should do the right thing and step down." In a statement on Tuesday, House Speaker Michael Bush announced that he is removing Lasanti as head of the Economic Matters Committee's Unemployment Insurance Subcommittee. He is also requiring her to undergo sensitivity training. Bush's office declined to comment specifically on the calls for Lasanti to resign. Lasanti did not respond to requests for comment on Wednesday. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.